Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all right.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
kick that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy joy.
Just like you in the blab. Robotic kicking flab. Or flavor bit of batter. Chitter chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet you buy shit, call my fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Free, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Folk smoke and leaves your brains booted. What's bad, MC? With stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake 'em down, boy. I flip boy all the time. And because boy, the body kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock 'em out. No flame could ever dig a grave. Both the back, the power pack and black make it see men crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Here comes
a
brand new flavor.
Time for
new
flavor. Starting up my music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hello, this is your girl Carolyn.
This is your girl Alicia.
Shaman Abraham, and you are now turned into
Urban Flavor Radio. Good evening, everyone. We are live
hello.
In the house. How are you guys doing today?
Good,
on this lovely March day.
It's
good,
lovely,
good.
But it's been a day. I'm good.
Yes, it has been a day today. I ain't going to lie. It's been a day.
Yeah. The ordeal I just had to go through. Yeah, so I'm happy to hear you guys' voices.
Right. We're definitely happy to hear you guys too, regardless. Always look forward to our Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And in spite of everything closing down around us, so I'm hoping that everybody is taking precaution and being safe out here with this coronavirus going on and shutting things down. Yes.
So I've been telling everybody that the cure to this all is increase your intake of Coronas.
Oh.
And Alicia, I know you don't drink, but
no,
not
how
in order to stay healthy, you have to get you a 12-pack or a 6-pack of Coronas and just drink those, you'll be fine.
Yeah, right. You're going to be worse off than what I started.
You should just be drunk all day.
That's been my joke for today when everybody talks about Coronas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some people still thinking that's what it is. Sad, that's a sad truth, but yeah. But yeah. So thank you guys for joining us this evening, and I'm hoping that you're on here tuning in for this fabulous show that we have lined up for this evening. We have a featured business that we're going to promote tonight, and hopefully you'll get some good information from our business owner, and we'll also have a new family member to Urban Flavor who's joining us next month, and we're so excited to bring her on and welcome her into our widely spreaded family. We're growing every day, it seems like, and I'm excited about it. So I do know tonight we have our featured guest that Abraham is going to be bringing on here shortly to let us know what her business is about and what to look for coming out of her business. And if you are a local business, wanting more exposure, wanting more marketing, please call in, join us, reach out to us on social media, and let us know all about your business and how we could, we as a media company can help you to promote and to spread the word about what you can offer to the world. Does anybody have anything to add?
Well, I just want to all of the businesses or people who may be listening who know people with businesses, just let you guys know that, as Carolyn stated, each and every week what we want to do is what we call the Black Wall Street segment of our show. We want to be able to give about a 10-15 minute opportunity to tell us about your business and what it is you do, and be able to use that as a tool to help spread the word about your business. So, like Carolyn said, we have a guest tonight that is a DMV local area business. So if you guys are ready, I feel like we should just go ahead and jump right in.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, well, let's see if we can get her on the line, our business for tonight. The lady's name is LaJuan Stribling. LaJuan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
We're wonderful. We're wonderful.
Hi,
we're glad to have you on.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Urban.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
I appreciate
the opportunity because I think it was pretty dope that you guys are doing this.
Oh, well,
we appreciate
you. I mean, we can't do it without you. If we need the businesses, then so you're dope. You're pretty dope, and I mean dope in a couple of senses. and you'll figure out what I mean as soon as we get into it. So, first, tell us the name of your business.
My business is Stribble Treats, Homemade Sweets. Well, that's a portion of my business. I actually have two, but the bakery side of that is Stribble Treats, Homemade Sweets. And then when I want to, do you want to go into the other part now? You want to wait on that?
We'll start there. So we'll start with the first business.
Okay.
So we can highlight both separately and get in and get out with the conversation. So let us know, and this is where the real treat is going to be for those who are enjoy your treats. Let us know what your treats consist of. So what do we get when we get one of your treats?
Well, with the Triple Treats homemade sweet side of it, you get from scratch desserts that are fully made, full of love. and they're just delectable. Everything that I make is, you know, with my hands. So I use non-GMO or organic ingredients, just because I want to stay on the healthier side of things. I do not use oil, though. I know everybody's on this whole oil craze. I'm a butter person. Like, I think that your desserts need to be made with butter, so I make them with butter, with real butter. Hello?
Okay. All right. So,
okay.
And when we say treats, what type of treats are we making? What are your specialties?
Well, I specialize in giving you the experience of euphoria and also the experience of pleasure in your mouth. So not only do you feel the love once you eat it, but then you get to feel the wonderful effects of the flour, you know, after about 30 minutes to 2 hours.
Okay.
But
now,
not only do I infuse with the flour, though, but I also do CBD treats as well. But I also do regular treats as well, too. So I just wanted to highlight that as well.
Okay. So you just all the way around the board, just treats.
Yes, but not – I don't do decorative cakes because I don't do that. But I focus on more like a traditional type thing. And I do cakes, but it's just like a buttercream cake, three or four layers. It could be a tiered cake also, but I haven't done more than two tiers. So I'm just keeping it simple like that. I'm not like the big crazy caker person.
Mm-hmm.
I focus more on like the pies and the cobblers and really, really yummy cookies and, you know, stuff like that. And the puddings. Oh, yeah, definitely the puddings.
Now, we're going to make sure that we get your social media information before you leave. And I had an opportunity to look through your page. And, I mean, you have treats for days. It's like you make everything. Like, I get hungry just looking through your page.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to assume that everything that we see on your page are items that you made yourself, correct?
Correct. I would not post anything else that was not made by me on my page unless I say that I'm posting something that wasn't made by me. But I don't believe there's anything on there that's not made by me. There should not be, because I don't recall ever posting that.
Well, then, yeah, you definitely have a large arsenal of treats. So where typically are you in the community now? Like, if we wanted to taste these treats, where do we find you? Are you doing any vending type things? Are you in any stores in the local area?
I do have, you know, if you visit the Bomb Appetite Lounge, it's in Southwest D.C., they do have treats available, you know, until they sold out per week. You can get them here, or you can definitely check me out online. You can order from me directly through my website. I just want, I don't know how to say this, listen. I just want people to understand that you can have other ways to medicate yourself if you're using it for medicinal purposes. You don't have to just, you know, inhale by, like, smoking or whatever, or dabbing. If you want to taste as a dessert, like for a senior citizen per se, or someone who is suffering from cancer or any other kind of ailments that won't allow them to be able to smoke, but they want to be able to enjoy what it could be, the flower can do for you as far as taking care of your pain, or, you know, make you feel good, make you feel, you know, take the depression and anxiety away. It's just so much, and that's another thing that we do also is just we just want to understand that there's information out here available to everybody. No one is not able to get their own medical card to be able to feel safe at home if they want to consume cannabis. And a lot of people don't know that. So I that's one of the main reasons for the bakery on the cannabis side, so that I can educate people to let them know that you have other options and you don't have to, per se, use pills. And you can actually enjoy having a treat after dinner, and you can also sleep well at night and feel good as well, too. So I
saw that you are an advocate for the cannabis, and a lot of people do when they see it, right? When they think infused treats, they automatically just think, you know, oh, it's marijuana and people are getting high off of it. And a lot of people don't understand. I actually watched an interview one time on a guy. I want to say he had cerebral palsy, and he would shake real bad, right? And the marijuana was used to stop it. It literally stopped him from taking it. Right? So there are so many different reasons why these treats are being made. So it is great to know that, you know, because we don't want people to just be closed-minded. They only see this and they forget that it's a whole medical reason as to why these treats could be a pleasure to someone and help them to get through their day. Possibly.
Exactly.
So I'm glad to hear that you advocate on that. Moving on, because we only have a few minutes left of this segment. So tell us the second business. What do you? Well, first, ladies,
well, we talked about it too.
Any questions, ladies, before we move on, or
no? Well, do we have any listeners who are out there and want to press one to ask a question to our guests?
Yeah, any listeners, if you're listening in, you want to ask a question of the guest, please feel free to press one, and we can get you on, and you can ask any questions. At this time, we don't have anyone who has pressed one. So if we can now get into part two, we got about 5 minutes or so before we segue into the next segment.
So we talked about it because the Stribble District is the part where we get into the cannabis side. So I kind of wanted to separate that just because a family member of mine was getting some grief at her job, realizing that people were ordering from me and thinking that they were ordering infused treats, but they were not. They were ordering regular treats. So I do also cater to the community who do not want to have infused treats, or they want to have like a party or whatever for their kids or a wedding. I do the dessert bars for those as well. You know, you can also have adult dessert bars too. So that one is Stribble District. So they're both on Instagram. Stribble is STRIBBLE underscore treats, TREATS, and then Stribble, STRIBBLE underscore district to represent DC.
Okay. So now I will have to go back through the page and be able to kind of decipher what is an infused treat and what is not.
You're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Right.
They're all the same. Whatever desserts I make, I can make them infused. It's not a big deal.
That is amazing. So then that way we can you can kind of double the pleasure. So I can get a regular treat, or if I'm, you know, the cannabis connoisseur, I can grab me some treats with those. How long have you been doing this?
Well, let's see. Okay, well, I first started making infused treats back in the day. Let's see, when I was like in my 20s. I'm 43 now, so I made them then, you know, when everybody was making brownies and stuff. So I started making brownies and cookies back then. But I stopped partaking in cannabis. I had to work on me. Like, I have a whole background. I don't even know if we have that much time, but how I was introduced to flower when I was 17. I was like homeless on the streets and I have nothing. You know, I had nowhere to go. And then one of my friends had took me in, his family member, and they would smoke, but I didn't know what they were doing, but I just know they were laughing and happy all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, can I get some of that? Like, I'm trying to be happy and laugh too. So after a while,
right,
I keep begging, like weeks later, finally it allowed me to do so. And it was like the best thing for me because I was so depressed and sad. I couldn't believe I got kicked out the house. I couldn't believe that I was homeless. I'm 17. Like, what do you do, right? So marijuana weed helped me through all that, right? So I learned how to make edibles so I could, you know, travel with it because you can't smoke everywhere. But I stopped.
Right.
I stopped smoking for a while because I had to work on me, you know, learning how to, like, love myself and get all the blame myself for that wasn't really my fault. And so I actually just started up again 2 years ago because I have a lot of kids, right? And I have really bad anxiety and I have really bad insomnia. And when they made it legal for Maryland, I was like, well, shit, let me go get my card. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't curse. let me go get my card. So I could, you know, be able to partake in these. So I had first started with edibles because I didn't know how much I can handle as far as flower was concerned directly. But I didn't like what I was eating. You know what I'm saying? So
right. That's
what made me start making my own because I'm a beast in the kitchen. So I was like, well, shit, I'm just going to make edibles. And then from there, it grew to, well, let's make a business out of it because, I mean, I can do this shit and I don't really see anybody else doing it. So let me be in my lane and do my thing.
Understood. Well, we definitely appreciated you. What we want you to do now is give us all of your social media information for anyone who may be listening so that they can reach out to you and possibly enjoy some of your treats.
Okay, cool. Thank you. It's on Instagram. I can be found as Stribble Treats. It's STRIBBLE_treats, TREATS. And for the advocacy and cannabis and everything else that I do, as far as infused treats are concerned, can be found at Stribble District. That's STRIBBLE_district, DISTRICT.
All right. So once again, we want to thank you for joining us on the show. And we definitely will be looking forward to working with you in the future. Yeah, everybody listening, you heard the information. You make sure you follow up with her. You make sure you check her out. And once again, thank you for joining us on the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lawan. We appreciate all of your information.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we want to thank our listeners for being on and hearing the good information that we just got from our listener. Oh, I'm sorry, our guest tonight, our business guest, Miss Lawan Stribling. I thank her so much for coming on and being a part of our show. And now we're going to go into a quick break with a fabulous song from one of our next guests, who is the artist management, and one of her artists is going to be featured on tonight's show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
found the nerve to say I want you, but I wonder if you feel the same. I can't help but see that look that's in your eyes, 'cause you're not like them other guys. I can tell you need a lady such as I. Just give it a try.
You deserve much better. I mean so much better.
She don't know just what she has. You're the definition of a man. I see the way she treats you, not even close the way that I do. The kind of lady that you like. I give you all that I got. Just give it a try.
I'm the one you want. I've got what you need. Trust me. You never wanna leave. I've got what you need. Trust me.
I'll be your everything.
I've got what you need. Trust me. All you need is right here with me. But you gotta trust me.
I know it's been hard. Wouldn't do you.
Alicia C.
Don't stop
on the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Urban Flavor Radio Show. That was Trust Me by Anissa Twinkie Hargrove, one of the best phenomenal artists in the D.C. area. And right now on the line, we have her manager, who is also a new family member to Urban Flavor Radio, Miss Smiley Johnson. Miss Johnson, are you on the line with us?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm still there.
Hey.
Yes. Was y'all jamming?
I'm down here singing that song.
Yes. I'm gonna test our listeners, the call in at some point and tell me if they recognize that beat. If it sounds familiar. So we're gonna see how sharp our listeners are out there.
I know that beat very well.
Yes. So if they don't get it, Alicia, then you can tell them.
You said I can tell you what it is?
Come on, trivia,
no, I said
trivia.
if one of our listeners don't get the answer, the correct answer, then you can tell us the name or the
Uh-oh, it's trivia time, Alicia. You better get it right.
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
We just want to thank Smiley Johnson for joining our growing family. She is a great asset to Urban Flavor. She brings a lot of pieces to this business that we need, and we just want to thank you for being a part of us. We want to thank you for grabbing that Monday night that we're going to need, and we just love having you here with us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. You know, for welcoming to the family, to the Urban Flavor family. You guys have been so hospitable and just open arms. I appreciate the love.
We appreciate you. Being said, I mean, I know I have a lot of questions for you. I've known you for a while. You're like a sister to me because we have the same passion for music. What is your passion behind the music, and what got you started on your journey of wanting to be in this business as an artist manager?
Well, I kind of stumbled onto it. You know, I stumbled onto it. I had a friend who, you know, who was a straight ahead jazz singer, and I would, you know, support her at her shows. But I noticed that, you know, she didn't have like, you know, business cards, you know, at the time, you know, sign up sheet where folks can keep in touch with her. I mean, she was just lacking great artists, but just lacked the business skills. And I just wanted to see her, you know, be successful at what she, you know, what she did. And that's pretty much how I started. And, you know, the word spread and a couple of people called me up and say, hey, can you work with me? So that's pretty much how it all started.
Right. And do you find that to be the norm in this DMV area, that artists just don't know where to start, who to reach out to, and how to build up their business? Because being an artist, that's your business. You are your own LLC. So do you find that that's just the problem here in this area?
Well, first of all, let me just say there is a lot of talent in this area, and we just heard one from Miss Anissa Hargrove. So there's a lot of talent, and I think a lot of artists, they just want to perform and they want to make good music. And sometimes, no, they don't always know, you know, about the business side of the, you know, of the music game. And a lot of times they end up spending a lot of money or they get taken advantage of. But, you know, there's a lot of artists out here who are independent artists, and they're doing a thing. You know, they're on their own path. They're managing themselves. I mean, they are marketing their music. They're using social media platforms to, you know, to get their music out. So, yeah, they, you know, it's a lot of artists that handle their business, and then there's a lot who don't. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of split.
Right. And we do have an artist on the phone. His name is Abraham Amir. You know, back in the day, he started off by, you know, selling his music out of the trunk of his car. And that was a segue back in the day for artists to, you know, really get their music out with the CDs. So it's a whole different ball game now, how artists are getting their music out. It's not the same way. So what would you recommend for them to do, especially when it comes to copywriting your music?
Well, first of all, I'm going to just backtrack for a second. Big up to Abraham for hustling and selling his music out the trunk of his car.
Right.
You know, Master P did it, and not only did he do it, he mastered it, and he's an awesome businessman. I really admire him and, you know, his start in the music industry. I mean, he literally started from the bottom. So, and a lot of people don't want to start from the bottom. Everybody want to, you know, want to be at the top. It doesn't work like that. So it's a lot of hard work. I would just say, you know, ask questions, educate yourself. There's a lot of information on the internet. You know, talk to some of the folks that's been, you know, been in the game a while. Like I said, there's a lot of great artists right here in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, you know, who are traveling the world. I mean, you know, just because you don't hear them on the mainstream radios, I mean, there's a lot of internet radio shows such as this who are giving independent artists the platform And I really dig that right there. So.
Right, absolutely. Because, you know, it's like you're saying, it's a whole different ball game. Now a lot of our artists are overseas making a name for themselves and then making a name for themselves after they have gone overseas. So it's kind of working a little backwards, but you have to do what you have to do to get to be heard and to be seen, because there's so much talent out here to be heard. So you just have to go in and dig in and just, you know, make a name for yourself in this industry.
Well, I know that our brothers and sisters over abroad, they have such a keen ear, and they're just so open with music. They just listen to a wide range of music, all genres. I mean, old music, you know, new music. They're just very open, and I can appreciate that. So thank God for our brothers and sisters abroad, because a lot of them are downloading our independent artists' music right here in the DMV. Anissa, Karen Lynette, there's a host, Grendon and Collins. I mean, they have a lot of fans abroad. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity to use this show as a platform to feature our local artists here.
Well, we appreciate you, and I'm just hoping and wishing that this station will go overseas along with those artists so that we can help to have more overseas listeners to tune into this radio station to hear what we have to offer here in the DMV area. Because I don't know if we even have that segue, if we have another radio station who's doing that, where we'll be able to be heard.
Well, actually, Carolyn, and we have already made the decision that Urban Flavor Radio has now opened its doors to everyone, right? So although we are I would say regional in the fact that right now you are listening to DMV Urban Flavor Radio because we're based out of the DMV. But that does not mean that on our station you won't hear someone from overseas, right? Or you might not get an interview from someone who is overseas, right? And as we expand and then you have, you know, the different regions that we are building, all of our regions will be open to the world. So we're open to the world of music. If you're listening right now and you're in Fiji somewhere and you have something that you believe Urban Flavor needs to hear or you need an interview on, then you reach out to us and we'll be sure to get you online. So I don't want people to get caught up in the fact that just because we're DMV Urban Flavor, that DMV Urban Flavor wouldn't interview you or work with you or play your music because you're from Texas. Of course we will, because this platform was built for everybody. So we are definitely, and I mean, we're internet based, so we have the capability to be heard around the world. So we're not limited to traditional radio to where you can only hear us in your antenna range. No, we're worldwide. So we accept everybody. So if you got some hot stuff, Smiley is coming on board. She's going to be dealing with the artist, so she'll give you her information. You guys make sure you reach out to her and let her know what you got and get some interviews on her shows. And the good thing about that is we'll create avenues to where they'll have venues. So you could be from Arkansas. And if your music is hot and we got a platform and you're willing to travel to be on that platform, we can open up a fan base for you here in the D.C. area if you didn't have one, because we would have the platform for you to be heard, interviewed, and come to do a live performance.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, Smiley, but we have a Richmond family that's going to be joining us, I'm hoping soon, to start, you know, down our 95-85 corridor to get this thing moving in the direction of being worldwide for us. So I'm excited about that. I'm sorry, Sally. You were saying.
Yeah, that is pretty exciting. You know that we're going to expand it outside of the Beltway. So that's good news. And you know, like Abraham was saying, that you know there's a lot of good music out here that's not being played on your local radio station. I mean, even if you can even get them to listen to it, and then you got to wait for the program director decide if they want to put it in rotation. So I'm glad that we have the flexibility here to feature the good music and expand the artist fan base. I mean, there's somebody out here that's probably never even heard that last song, Trust Me, by Anissa Hargrove. So, you know, this platform is going to, you know, allow listeners to have a reach at music right outside their back door and beyond.
Absolutely. And I can't wait for that day to come because I am just, you know me, I'm that neo soul, R&B, that's just all in my soul. And there's so many, like we've been saying all night, it's so much great talent here in the DMV. Smiling knows best. You know, we both are artist managers. And I have done open mics with a lot of great talent in this area, and they are phenomenal. So I want the whole world to hear what we have in this area and how structured it is when it comes even from the rappers to the singers, R&B singers, to even the musicians. You know, Smiley has a band, and it would be great to hear her band, you know, when she gets her show going, to hear what her band has to offer that people have not heard yet. So it's just so much talent that I'm just waiting to get out there for everyone to hear from here and from all over the world.
Yeah, and you know, and we also have some really dope, you know, poets out there as well. Mm-hmm. I heard one last week. I went to support an indie artist, Brian Christopher, who will be on the show, you know, later this month or next month. He had a fortune there. She was, when I tell you, she was dope. So I mean, it's just a lot of talent in this area. So people cannot sleep on Baltimore, D.C. area, because it's a lot of great talent, and I hope to bring, to feature some of that great talent right here on the Urban Flavor Show.
Absolutely, and not only is it about the artist, it's also about what comes along with the business of being an artist. A lot of artists don't know that you need to get managers, you need to get an attorney. You need to know what programs you need to sign up for to get paid as an artist, because you can put your music out there all day long, but if you're not doing your business right, then it's just all a waste of time. So what can you give our listeners as a little bit of, feedback of what they should be doing? I know you're going to touch on this on your show, but just, you know, a little bit of information that will go far to let them know how they need to prepare themselves moving forward.
You know, like I said, you know, just educate yourself on the business side of music, music licensing, you know, the legal side, copyright. You know, it's a lot of information, and you do need a team. You don't need a big team. You need people who can help you, who can execute, who can research, and you know, help you out so that the artist can focus on their music. And it needs to be a trusted relationship where you know they have your back, and they want to make sure that you know you're doing things that you're compliant, and everything is legal and sound. So yeah, just learn the music, because if you don't know the music business, then you know it's going to be very frustrating. You're going to you're going to get taken advantage of, and it's it could be ugly. So
I believe that that's really the biggest piece to the puzzle. I've done artist management before. I've been approached on different aspects of the entertainment business. And with me, when I started with, you know, even thinking about doing music, I'll never forget the first book that I picked up was How to Make and Sell Your Own Records. And I read that whole book, like, probably 2 to 3 times, like, back to back to back, and just took on so much knowledge and learned. But at the same time, there were just certain positions I could not do. Then I met a young lady by the name of Becky Comfort. She had BC Management at that time. And when she came into my life, she was such a blessing because although I knew enough about the music business and I knew what I wanted to do and I felt I was doing very well, I was pushing like a lot of CDs independently. And, you know, I had a great project. But her coming in and now getting me to shows and handling all of the executive back end stuff was such a blessing. So I think a lot of people don't make it is because they want to be the manager, they want to be the producer, they want to be the engineer, they want to do it all, right? And you can't. You just simply can't. I refuse to believe that anybody can be everything in a business and be successful at that business. So you definitely have to open up the door. And the biggest thing you said, the word trust, you got to trust that these people are willing to come in and help you get to the next level. You cannot do it alone.
Right, and the thing is with the industry, they go for a ride and take from you everything they can take from you because we've had artists that came out of this area who you know, Mario, for instance, I hate to put that name out there, but Mario from Baltimore, you know, he mainstream artist. He was on the scene for a while and just had a bad representation of him for him being an artist, and he really didn't make any money.
Right.
Being in mainstream industry, and that's what, you know, being an artist manager, that's what I want to instill in these artists, that you have to trust us, like Smiley saying, like you're saying, you have to trust us to know that we have your best interest. We're not going to have you to sign on the dotted line to something that does not make sense for your career and for us, because as managers, our name is being put out there as well. So, of course, we're going to look out for your best interest because we don't want to be tainted in this industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may add, even as managers, I mean, if this is something I don't know, I am not going to guess at it. You know, you know, in some cases, you may need to, you know, consult with an entertainment lawyer. You know, I mean, that's your job. They're, you know, they went to college for law. So, you know, and sometimes you may have to, you know, consult with other subject matter experts, you know. And that's what managers do. We seek, we investigate, we find. So, again, it has to be a trusted, you know, relationship and partnership.
Right. Because, you know, you and I both know, Smiley, we just actually tag-teamed last week on a situation. And it was a good opportunity to go and hear what, you know, these shows are all about, what they're looking for, what kind of artists they're looking for these, you know, mainstream shows. Like, for instance, American Idol, The Voice. You know, sometimes they know exactly who they want. They kind of stereotype that person they're looking for. It could be 20 women and one man, but they know out of the 20 women, that's who they want, that one particular woman. So, you know, it's just going out there and educating yourselves and just knowing what this industry wants. Because to me, a lot of people sound the same. I don't know if you guys hear it.
Yeah, I personally don't listen to a lot, you know, a lot of radio because it's really, you know, it's really nothing on there that entertain my ears. And that's not a diss, it's just saying for me, because I listen to a lot of music. I listen to reggae, I listen to hip hop, I listen to jazz, I listen to Latin jazz. So I listen to a lot of music and what I like to hear, I don't hear it on mainstream radio. So that's the beauty of having the internet and having, you know, being able to have the ability to listen to music from all over the world. So, you know.
Yeah, and that's why we are Urban Flavor Radio, because we're going to bring you a whole lot of different genres, different nationalities. We're just going to be different from, you know, what you hear every day on FM radio. Because I know myself, I turn the station real quick. I don't want to hear a lot of commercials. And then, I don't know if you guys have even noticed that if you turn from, like, I don't want to put the stations out there, but if you turn from one station and go to the next, they may have the same commercial playing at the same time. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that.
And song.
Right.
Yeah, that is so true.
Which is so weird to me. It's like, okay, do they have the same person who,
at the end,
you know,
of the day, at the end of the day, because it's the same people spending the money. They spend their money across the board, and it's really just gotten to the point where, you know, it's about the money. You know, it's who's spending the money is going to get the plays or going to get the commercial spots, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, no matter how awful the song is.
So, yeah. I really stopped listening to, like, hip-hop. I'm not going to say the person's name, but a young kid came out some years ago with a song, and I just listened, and I was like, if this is the state that hip-hop is going into, I don't want to listen to it anymore. Like, so, and one of the things, Lior Cohen, who was the president of Def Jam, and Lior Cohen is well-known. He is hip-hop today because he controls it all, right? Him and Jay have a very great relationship. He even stated that it's so easy. I caught his interview, him and what is that guy's name? Anyway, I caught Lior Cohen on Breakfast Club. And if you guys get a chance, check him out on Breakfast Club. Being one of the pioneers, if you will, to music, he managed Run DMC back in the day. He made his way up the rankings. Then he was president of Def Jam for a long, long time. He said that, it's easier now to do it yourself, right, than it's ever been. And he basically stated, which I was very surprised to hear him say, that you no longer need a record label, right? And hearing him say that really showed me the power of independence in the internet. So once again, going back, Smiley, you said earlier, one of the guys who I had an opportunity to meet in my younger years, who was a great inspiration to me and basically spearheaded everything that I even do to this day, was Master P. And Master P taught us the art of independence. Like, he would not sell out. Like, he was going to do this independently. So he went and pressed up his own music. He spent his own money. He came up with his own distribution system, and he never really needed the labels. And he showed that the labels weren't needed. So between him and now Lior saying that you don't need it, like, the move is the possibility to be big now just off of your own merit and just off of your own hustle is crazy. So you got to work harder. Megan Thee Stallion, if you look at her right now, even what she's going through with her situation, but she's confused in the fact that she's independent because she's signed to a label. You can't be independent and signed to a label. But I understand what she thinks, right? And the fact that her and her mama, as she would tell you in the IG post, if you remember that, her and her mama put this all together. They was paying for their own studio time. They was doing their own shows. She got herself to the point that she is today. The labels just pretty much got her the recognition. Right? But you could do this yourself.
But, you know, I do like the hustle. I mean, she created her own path. I mean, you got to do it. You got to roll the dice. I mean, if you're passionate about it and nobody is, you know, the venues aren't calling you, you know, to perform. And sometimes you got to create your own path and just trust the universe and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you guys have Netflix, and have seen the Godfather, I guess they call him the Godfather of music, Clarence Avant. If you have not seen that documentary, I suggest everyone go and see that right away. I mean, I learned so much from this one man and how much of an impact that he had in the music industry and also in politics. I had no idea. And so I saw this documentary. He is phenomenal. I could not tear myself away from looking at that documentary. So I would suggest that.
That was a great doc. It was very informative, and just to see one man. And it's about building relationships. And he had a lot of relationships with a lot of people, from politics to music. And, I mean, he built relationships. So it is about, relationships. I just want to say to any of the indie artists who's listening and may be a little discouraged, I want to say to you, don't ever stop making music. If that's your passion and that's what you love, you may need to hit the pause button if you get a little discouraged, which we all do, we're human, but don't stop, keep moving forward. And, the doors are open.
Absolutely. Because I embrace it. I embrace good music. I give everyone a chance to, show me what you got. Let's take it to the stage if it's worth taking to the stage. And let's just make history. Because right now, I don't know which way this radio and the music is going. The industry has gone a little bit by the wayside, where anybody could just make a song and it gets on the radio or it gets, played everywhere. I can't even understand half the words that some of these people are saying. And it kind of reminds me of back in the day when my mother or my grandmother or my father used to say that to me. And now I'm, saying the same thing. Like, what the heck did they just say? Not trying to, date myself, but that's just how I'm feeling about the music right now. So I'm just hoping that things turn around.
Yeah, and, there's no timetable, for success. Just keep doing your music and trusting and have a great team behind you. And do we have time to take a call? Is there a call? Do we have any calls? Let's see if they recognize that beat from Ms. Hargrove.
Any callers on the line? Want to ask a question of our guest? If you are on the air, press 1. So, Alicia, if you're still on there, you might be answering this question for the trivia for this evening.
I mean, there's two that came to my mind. The first one that I automatically thought of was, I think it's called Sensitivity. By Ralph Travis
Trackman.
Was that it?
Yeah, yes.
See, I thought that was.
Yes, you got it, Alicia. Shirley Temple is on me. Yes. Great.
I know this from somewhere. Because that was my first guess. And my second guess was Slow Down by Bobby Valentino. I'm like, they sound similar.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to go with Ralph. Yay.
Good job, Alicia.
Okay.
Good job.
that's probably why it was so easy for me to catch on and start singing it. I'm like, why do I know this song? I know this song.
That's good ear.
And so guess what her prize is going to be at our next show, which is going to be our comedy show, the first Sunday in April with Doug Scott. Alicia, guess what your prize is going to be?
A free appetizer? What is it?
A Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
Just for you.
Just make sure I have that
herb in a tree by LaRon.
Is this a virgin? Is this a virgin one or what?
Well, that's the only one.
Yes,
it's virgin.
Is.
Shirley. it's only virgin.
In a shrivel tree.
In a shrivel tree. There you go.
You can hold that. I'm going to be under the table. or I'll be floating around and just taking the worst photos all night, just getting everyone's ankles and elbows.
Oh, yeah, we can't have that, can't we?
No.
What is going over Urban Flavor and that photography?
So I think, hold on, guys. I think we have a caller. Let's check and see if we have. Do we have a caller? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. I've been listening in. I am just a music lover as well. I was listening about some things you all said. I touched a lot of points. I think it's very great that you are bringing some new things to the DMV. I hope that you all are successful. I know Smiley. One of the things I would say about people that's getting into music, just when you all talked a little bit about the legal part of it, I think that's very important that a music person needs to understand what they're getting into when it comes to business. Even if they're not interested in doing their own business, they should read up on, you know, just a little bit about business and how to manage their money and things like that. I think that's a good point. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
That's a great point. I think I recognize that voice. That's a really good, great point, because there's no 401k. There's no, you know, no benefits. There's no package. So you got to be have a little financial literacy, you know, under your belt. So that was a great point. Thank you for that, caller.
Thank you, caller. And Smiley, I know our time is winding down, so we want to ask you to let the listeners know where they can reach you. Outside of Urban Flavor, but you're a family now, so we got you.
Yeah, you know, if there's any artists out there that's listening that want to come on the show, please inbox me. I'm on Facebook and IG at SJ Band, like music, B-A-N-D, M-G-M-T, SJ Band Management. Inbox me, and I'll get you on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we're going to end this call tonight with another song from Anissa Hargrove. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.